You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders joins us on a Friday with thoughts on a recent reading selection, the memoir of former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, with tie-ins to Texas.
I recently read Robert Gates' memoir, Duty, Memoirs of a Secretary at War. It's an engaging account of his tenure as Secretary of Defense under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama from 2006 to 2011. It's quite unlike any political memoir or autobiography I've read. Utterly unvarnished, plain-spoken, and as candid account of Gates' years serving two presidents during two wars as one could possibly expect. The advanced reviews made a big deal of Gates' criticism of Obama's leadership in pursuing the war in Afghanistan. Bob Woodward in the Washington Post notes Gates concluded the president, quote, doesn't believe in his own strategy and doesn't consider the war to be his. For him, it's all about getting out, end quote. Of Vice President Joe Biden, Gates wrote, he couldn't help like him and considered him a man of integrity, but he nevertheless was wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Gates, who served under five presidents before Bush, didn't spare him either, writing that President Bush always detested the notion, but our later challenges in Afghanistan, especially the return of the Taliban enforced by the time I reported for duty, were, I believe, significantly compounded by the invasion of Iraq. But the headlines above are simply the headlines. The low-hanging fruit in a nearly 600-page, meticulous but plain-spoken account. Gates readily admits his own mistakes and failings, has little patience with the self-serving climate of Congress, and so clearly took to heart the huge responsibility he bore for sending men and women into harm's way. Each night he personally wrote letters to the families of those killed in action. Gates found much to admire about Obama, including the president's steadfastness during the successful raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Obama managed to persuade him to stay on as defense secretary far longer than Gates wished to do so. After leaving a job he truly loved as president of Texas A&M, Gates reluctantly returned to government service, having already served as director of the CIA and a member of the National Security Council in four administrations. But his devotion to the troops kept him on despite his wish to retire to his beloved Pacific Northwest. In fall 2003, I was on a panel of three journalists at A&M talking to students about how to maintain a civil discourse between government and the media. Gates, still university president at the time, was the opening speaker and stole the show. He began with a wry aside about how it was an oxymoron for a former CIA director to talk about how to have a relationship with the press. He then made clear he understood the role the media play, the shortcomings of gotcha journalism, but that the press plays an all-important role as the government's watchdog. He concluded by saying, "The press is the surest way for the people to know the truth." I came away that day impressed with this physically unimposing man of average build, with a slight paunch, thinning hair, but a piercing stare. After reading Duty, I'm convinced that Gates is the rarest of public servants, someone who consistently tried to do the right thing for his country, for the presidents he served, and most of all for the troops that he put in harm's way. For someone who has such a distinguished career, Gates comes across as humble and unassuming, traits that have served well the presidents who relied upon him, including Obama. We need more public servants like Robert Gates in positions of power, but they are a rare breed these days, I'm afraid. Reading Duty makes that all the more apparent.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College. You can catch up with him at garyborders.com.